Yes, as you have seen, maybe there were many media reports that especially the COVID-19 situation gave a new lease of life to radical right-wing and violent extremist groups all over the world. And so we looked at, you know, what is going on at the moment, and we found that this situation, of course, which gives more space for these kind of weird ideologies, is falling on a situation that I think was missed in the last couple of years, that this right-wing movement did not just connect better between the United States and Europe, but also within Europe. So we are looking currently on a large-scale project on groups in those countries to see how their system, how their networks work. And we come to quite astonishing conclusions where there is a very, very close interlinkage, not only transatlantic linkages, but also within Europe, with constant traveling of the key figures, money being shifted around, experiences being shifted around. So this situation doesn't give a new life to these kind of networks, but it actually exposes how much developed they actually are, further developed than I think is commonly understood so far.
What does the U.S. need to look out for? And what is the U.S. essentially facing based on what you've learned?
Well, there are hubs of connectivity here where even the U.S. guys, who of course are, you know, because it's a bigger country, it has a wider variety of groups from incels all the way to actual neo-Nazis. What they need to look out for is that there is transatlantic international connectivity hubs, such as martial art fighting events, such as music festivals, such as online stores with t-shirts, paraphernalia, tickets, music of bands, that not only brings those groups together, but makes them a lot of money. And we are talking millions, not 10,000 or 100,000, but millions of euros or respective US dollars that get generated through these events, who act both as a money-making scheme as well as a connectivity scheme where all of those groups meet up, learn from each other, including on how to best evade, for example, online monitoring, how to build their sites so they can get better recruitment. So it is a very established scene that we are beginning to find at the moment, especially on the financing side. We were surprised, not only because there doesn't seem to be a lot of actual research out there on the financing side, but it's, I think, greatly underestimated how much money is going around there. There is about 120 just buildings and houses that we were able to identify within Germany that were bought to just simply reinvest those proceeds.
How do you compare the movement there in Europe to the one here in the US?
I think in the US, you still have a great variety of networks that act in parallel. While in Europe, it seems to concentrate around a couple of groups in each country who then again are linked to each other, right? So you have a great, if you look at the, I think the term is the violent, ethnically and racially motivated violence, is REM, is what the US definition at the moment is. If you look at all of that, you have from anti-abortion to incel, to you know, neo-Nazis, to alt-right groups acting in parallel. So you have a greater variety of groups here, which can accommodate a much greater audience than the European groups, which are still fairly oriented on the political side.
Are these groups, in your opinion, capable of violence, terror-related activities in the U.S.?
I mean, if you look at the statistics, even in the US, even at the FBI statistics, and the announcement that, you know, right-wing terrorism is now seen at least in some parts equal to Islamist terrorism, there is violence going on. It is not as spectacular, it is not as show-offy as the Islamist groups who always, you know, hope for the big bang that gives them a lot of media attention. But on a low simmering level, violence against individuals, violence against groups, violence against online, right? You have a lot of hate crimes that are committed right now with a rising trend, both in Europe as well as in America. And you had a couple of really nasty attacks, if you remember the attacks on the synagogues that happened a couple of years ago. So they are capable of doing that. But the overall violence, I think, is even higher than if you count all of the victims of the last couple of years of Islamist-motivated terrorism in America.
Dr. Hans Jacob Schindler, Senior Director at the Counter-Extremism Project, JJ Green, WTOP News.